Okay, good morning and a good Chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on daf Ayin Amud Beis. We are at Tashma, 2 lines from the end of the page on daf Ayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Linda Schicker in gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nava Gabriella reaching her 2-year-old birthday, and for all the refuos and yeshuos that she experienced along the way. And also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of the engagement of his grandson, Tzvi Silver, to Atira Grossman, and in appreciation of Karas HaTov for the Daf Yomi Shurim. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Mazel Tov on the birthdays and the engagements. Baruch Hashem, the Simcha should keep on coming. So we are holding 2 lines on the bottom of the page. At Tashma, we were in the middle of discussing whether we had a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Mar Shmuel about a Yoresh. Does Bittul Rishus work for a Yoresh? So Rav Nachman had said that a Yoresh is Mevatel. So we had 2 questions on Rav Nachman yesterday, and today we're going to have a 3rd challenge against Rav Nachman about a Yoresh being Mevatel. That will take us pretty much all the way, almost all the way to the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah, we're going to have 2 different explanations in the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about whether you can do a Bittul Rishus on Shabbos. Remember, Beis Shammai held that Bittul Rishus has to be done prior to Shabbos. So what's behind that Machlokas? Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about for Shitufei Mavuos, not for Erev Chatzeros, but for Shitufei Mavuos, let's say the members of that Mavui already had a pre-existing partnership in something else, without any intention to use it for Shabbos, but they happen to own a wine business together or something like that. Can that count as the Shitufei Mavuos? Is it good enough that they had a partnership? We're going to have 2 Shitos in Tanoim, and the Gemara is going to have two explanations why Rabbi Shimon holds that a partnership with wine and a partnership with oil, if you have a partnership with one chatzar with wine and with another chatzar with oil, that can combine for a sheet of mavuos. And then the Gemara is going to bring a 3rd sheeta not recorded in our Mishnah about pre-existing partnership counting for a sheet of, and the Gemara is going to have 2 explanations of that sheeta. So let's begin 2 lines from the end of the page. Again, we're challenging the sheet of Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said that a Yoresh Mevatel, that a Yoresh has the ability to be Mevatel Rishus on that Shabbos, that he was for Zocha in that Rishus, he could be Mevatel it and it would count. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring you a Raya from a Braisa. Yisrael v'ger shruin b'megura achas. If you have Yisrael and a ger who doesn't have any Yorshim that live in the same residence that has different rooms to it, different apartments, and there's each apartment has a Pesach to the Chatzar, and they did not make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, so they asked on each other, then Meis Ger Miba Od Yom. The Ger dies before Shabbos starts. Afal Pisha Hichzik Yisrael Acher Bin Chasav Oser. Even though another Jew comes and is Machzik Bin Nichse Ager, he goes and he takes possession of the Nichse Ager, the Machzik Asers on the other Jew who lives in the Chatzar. But if they made an Erev on Erev Shabbos, and then the Ger dies, Misha Chashecha, the Ger dies after Shabbos started, and they had made an Erev before Shabbos started, then the Erev was already Chal. Afal pi shelo echzik Yisrael acher, eino oser. Then even if nobody comes and takes the Ger's place, he's not going to Aser. So we're going to have to explain what the Afal pis are over here. Afal pi makes it sound like it's a greater Chiddush, but in each of these cases, it's really a lesser Chiddush. So we're going to have to explain each line of this Braisa, and then demonstrate how this Braisa is a challenge to Rav Nachman. So first, let's explain the Braisa. Hagufa kasha. The Braisa itself seems to be a stiru mineu bei. Amrit mi bod yom afal pi shechzik. We said that if the ger dies before Shabbos starts, even though another Jew takes over the nechasim, sounds like that it's a chiddush, that even though another Jew took over the nechse ger, still it's going to be aser. V'lo mi bayi kilo echzik, which makes it sound like, and it's therefore obvious, that if no one takes over the nechse ger, then for sure it's aser. What are you talking about? Adraba kilo echzik lo asar. If no one took it over, then there's only one person left. There's no one to aser on him. That would be less of a reason to say that it's aser. So Amar Rav Papa Ema Afal Pi Shelo Hichzik. You got to change it. It should be even though no one was machzik bin nichse hager, still Otsa is going to be aser. So the Gemara says Va Afal Pi Shehichzik Atani. But that's not what it said. The Brayse said Afal Pi Shehichzik. You can't just change it. So Achi Kamar. When we're saying that it should be Afal Pi Shelo Hichzik, what we're trying to say is, yes, someone was machzik, but only after Shabbos started. Since that Yisrael could have been machzik already before Shabbos started, he asers even though he was only machzik after Shabbos started. Meaning you might have thought, well, when Shabbos started, there was only one guy in the picture. And therefore, kivin shahutra, since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it remains mutter the whole time. So that's what we're saying. Af al pi, that he waited until after Shabbos started, it's still going to be aser, even though there's more reason to believe that it should be mutter, since when Shabbos started, it was okay. So now the Gemara says, and the other part of the Braisa, Mishech Hashecha, if the ger dies after Shabbos started, Afal pi shaloich sik Yisrael acher, eino oser. Even though no one else comes and is machzik, it's not going to be aser. Afal pi shaloich sik Yisrael acher, velomi baiki ichzik. That makes it sound like it's more obvious that if someone came, if someone came and took possession, that everything's going to be okay. No, adraba, ki hichzik aser. If someone else came and took possession, you now have to contend with that person. You have to now deal with that person. That's more of a reason to say that it's aser. So Amar Papa Ema Aval Pi Shehichzik. No, it should really say Aval Pi Shehichzik. The Chiddush is the other way. So again, we ask the same problem we said before. Vaha Aval Pi Shalohichzik Katani. But it says Aval Pi Shalohichzik. You can't just change it. No, Hachi Kamar. Afal pi shehichzik misha chashecha. The afal pi is that even though he waited until after dark to be machzik, and you could have asked the hotzah and the chatzar, because the Yisrael that was machzik did not participate in the eruv with the Yisrael that lives in the chatzar from Erev Shabbos. Kiven de lo avalei lahachzik mibod yom, he could not even participate mibod yom, because the ger only died on Shabbos, eino oser. He's not going to asr, because the ger that died after Shabbos, because the ger died after Shabbos started, and since when the ger died, hotzah became mutter, as if it would be the equivalent of never having made an eruv, but someone being mevatel rishus. So hotzah became mutter for the entirety of that Shabbos, even if someone else subsequently came and was machzik in the chatzar. So why are we quoting this brisa? Now that we have somewhat of an understanding of the brisa, why are we quoting all this? Because katani mias reisha, the reisha says in the brisa that the Yisrael that's machzik in the chatzar, oser, he asers on the other Yisrael that lives there. Amay oser, nivtal, what do you mean oser? Oser sounds like, and there's no solution, and we're stuck, he just asers. Why don't you just say, let each of the Yisraelim be mevatel rishus in the chatzar, or let one of the Yisraelim rather be mevatel rishus in the chatzar to the other guy, and then it will become mutter. Why do you have to say that it's aser? So, my oser nami diktani ad sheyevatel. No, when it says oser, it means only until he's mevatel his rishus. But if one of them is mevatel rishus, then enochinami, you're going to be allowed to do otzah in the chatzar, even if the guy that's mevatel is the one that was machzik in the chatzar after Shabbos already started, and he could not be machzik mibod yom. Why? Because he's the omed bimakomo of the ger that died. He's the one that was omed bimakomo of the ger that died. So you see that he's like a yoresh in that regard. In the Achronim, they point out that we could have said that really a yoresh, we could have answered that really a yoresh is able to be mevatel, and nevertheless the zocha b'nichse ager is not able to be mevatel because he's zocha b'nichasim on Shabbos by being nol gadur uparatz. Right? How do you make a kinyan? So it usually involves some form of chil Shabbos, and maybe through that he becomes a mumar, and a mumar is not able to be mevatel rishus. But it's the Gemara doesn't go with that yishuv, because he could have done the kinyan al yidei nachri. He could have sent a nachri dude, and then it wouldn't make him a mumar to be mechal Shabbos, right? That certainly wouldn't make him a mumar. So the Gemara didn't go with that approach, the Achronim point out. Now, the Gemara brings another way to be miyashiv all the kashas on Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan Masnyasanami Beishamahi. Maybe all of these brisos that say that Yoresh asks another people, meaning he cannot be mevatel rishus. So again, the raya that we brought against Rav Nachman was, we just said oser. Sounds like a yoresh cannot be mevatel. The answer was no. It just means oser until he chooses to be mevatel. But he has the ability to be mevatel rishus. But maybe there's another way to answer the question, and the question from the previous brisa, which also implied that a yoresh asers and cannot be mevatel rishus. Because maybe all of that is beishamayhi. Maybe that's following the sheet of beishamay da amri ein bittel rishus b'shabbos. Beishamay holds you can't do a bittel rishus on Shabbos, and that's That's why the Yoresh assers, and there's no way to solve the problem, because the Yoresh just shows up, he comes into the picture on Shabbos. So in a chinami, your Yoresh is eligible for Bittul Rishus, but not when you can't do it. It's not Meimus Ainos Rishus, because our Mishnah said, what is the timing of this Bittul Rishus? Beishamay or Mimbod Yom, Beishamay says it's got to be done before Shabbos. Beisil or Mishtach Shach. And Beisil says, nah, it could even be done after Shabbos already starts. Now, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel? So Amar Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel, what's the basis for Beis Hillel that you can even do a Bittul Rishus when after Shabbos already starts? Nasaka Omer Kalach Eitzel Yafos. He compares this to another halacha that we have in Shas, that if a person sends a shliach to take truma for him, to take peros as truma from his produce, and the person, the shliach went, and he took very nice fruits, so you might think that, wait a second, I didn't want you to take the nicest stuff, and therefore you aren't really doing my shlichus. Well, if the fellow then tells to him, Kalech Eitzel Yafos, you should have taken the nicer stuff. So then the Mishnah says, well, we have to look, is there nicer stuff? If there is no nicer stuff, then that's called sarcasm. And he's saying, well, what are you trying to, take away all my best stuff? You know, if there would have been nicer stuff, you would have taken that too. So then we assume that it was not a fulfillment of the shlichus. But if there actually is nicer stuff, then we assume he's serious. Then we assume he really wanted to give the nicest stuff he possibly has to the Kohen. So that we make such an assessment that that's what the person wants, that he's being megalad das, that's what he really wants. The whole time. So too over here, when it comes to Bittul Rishus, when a person is Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos in order to allow the other Bnei Chatzar to carry into the Chatzar, he's being Megala that already on Erev Shabbos he wanted to be Matir Hotza in the Chatzar. He just forgot that he didn't make the Erev. And that's why it's not considered to be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, and there's no Isser, it's not a violation of being Makna anything on Shabbos. That really, technically, it is a Hakna'ah. That Bittul Rishus, even according to Beis Hillel, is Akra. You're not allowed to make Kinyanim on Shabbos? No, this was Akra that was really from Erev Shabbos. And he's just being Megaladas right now that he really wanted this to be on Erev Shabbos. Tosfos points out that L'chora, by the din of Truma, it says that Kalach Eitzel Yafos is a Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis that records this. That only works if you originally sent the guy as your Shliach to take the Truma. Then the Gilei Das can work out the details in terms of what type of fruits you wanted him to take a struma. But if there was never anything there in the first place, so Gilei Das later on is not going to create a transaction that never happened in the first place. So Tos says, no, maybe we could be Miyashev based on what Rashi writes, that Gilei Das, that the Gilei Das is just that you made a Mishliach to take your truma from the Peros Hayafim and not from the Peros Stam. So now Rasugya, the Bittul is Megala, that what you wanted in Erev Shabbos, meaning in a chinami, the Gilei Das didn't have to create the whole in the case of Truma, didn't have to create all Shlichus, but still it's Megala, something that was beforehand. So here also it's Megala, something that was beforehand. The Ritva says that the Gilei Das in Arasugya works even if you didn't make him a Shliach because we're talking about Erevin over here. So Erev Chatzer is Midraban, we're always a little more Mekil, so that's why we're going to allow the Gilei Das to accomplish a little bit more over here than it would have normally. But that's one explanation of Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that yes, Bittul Rishus is a Hakna'a, but Beis Hillel holds that it counts like it was a Hakna'a May Erev Shabbos because you were Megaladas. Amar Abaye says, the Gemara asks that, wait a second, how can we accept this explanation? If you have two Jews living with a Nachri in the Chatzar, that the Nachri asks on the Israelim carrying into the Chatzar unless they do Schirus Rishus, and then Mace Nachri B'Shabbos, and then the Nachri dies on Shabbos, so a number of Amoraim hold that one of the Israelim could be Mevatel Rishus to the other guy, and then you're allowed to carry into the Chatzar. But my Kalach Eitzel Yafel Zika, how can you say that relates to some sort of Gilei Das, just like Kalach Eitzel Yafos by Truma? By such a Bittul, they didn't forget to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. They weren't able to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. When there was a guy living with them in the Chatzar, they simply couldn't, and the guy wasn't being so Chereshos, so they were stuck. There was nothing they could do. And yet we still see that you're able to be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos. So don't tell me that the whole reason Beis Hillel allows you to be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos, even though it's Hakna, is because it's a Gilei Das of really what you intended to do before Shabbos. It works even if you couldn't do it before Shabbos. So that brings us to our second explanation of Beis Hillel. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes Beis Shabbos Beis Hillel, whether the Bittul Rishus has to happen before Shabbos or can even happen on Shabbos, the Beis Shammai's Avri Bittul Rishus Mikna Rishusahu. Beis Shammai holds it's like a kinyan, it's a hakna'a, or Mikna Rishus of Beshabbos Asri. It can't be Makna Rishus on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Savri Istaluke Rishus of Bialmahu, that it's only a stalkus of the Bailam from the Rishus, Istaluke Rishus of Beshabbos Shaper Dami. To be misalik yourself from Rishus, to just remove yourself from a situation that you're allowed to do, it's just that you're not allowed to be makna something on Shabbos. So the Rashash points out that you see from our sugya that apparently you can make something hefker on Shabbos because the siluk rishus is very similar to hefker. You're saying I'm not giving it to anybody, I'm just being misalik myself. So that's very similar to hefker. So apparently making something hefker is mutter on Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega writes in the tshuva, in Chelak Aleph, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid, that from our sugya you see that you're allowed to be zochem in a hefker on Shabbos as well. Because in the beginning of the sugya it said that if one of the Bnei Chatzar was a ger and there weren't any yorshim and he died on Shabbos, so the Bnei Chatzar could be zochem in Rishuso, and if someone who's not one of the Bnei Chatzar is machzik in the Rishus, he asks on them. Well, why don't we say that since it was mutter betchilas of Shabbos, it's hutra l'kol ha'yom? So the Gemara explained, because since it was omed l'zakuspa, since this was free for the taking, we don't say it's Sutra L'Kol HaShabbos, meaning the assumption was somebody was going to take it. But what do you mean somebody was going? It's Shabbos. Who's going to take something from Hefker on Shabbos? You're not allowed to be kona things on Shabbos. Elamai says Rabbi Kivega, you see from our sugya that not only are you allowed to make something Hefker on Shabbos, right? That's Shitas Beis Hillel, that a siluk is okay. You're even allowed to be kona from Hefker on Shabbos, you see from the earlier part of the Gemara. However, the Ramban is quoted by Chuvus Rabbi Kivega and the Pri Chadash in Or Chaim Sim Tafsad Dal Hilchos Pesach, and other Achronim say that it's also to be mafker on Shabbos, because a mafker is also being motzi the chefetz me rishuso to rishus acheres. What's the rishus acheres? Rishus hefker. So it's a form of kinyan. What's Ramban going to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that shitas pesil is that a siluk is totally permissible. So the Megillah Sefer, he suggests that that it's not a kasha at all. That bitul rishus on Shabbos is not really hefker. By real hefker, you're being misalik all of the zuchios that you have in that which you're being mafkir, and you're being maskin that everybody else could be zocha in it entirely. When you're mesalik rishus from when you're mevatel rishus, you still want to be able to carry in the chatzer, and others will have those same rights to carry in the chatzer. So it's not really a full hakna. I mean, the other people do not have the right to fully be kona it. Meaning, after Shabbos, they can't come and take your chatzer. It's not a full fledged siluk entirely. So bitul rishus is not exactly like hefker. So yes, bitul rishus, which is a modified, pared down form of hefker, that's mutter. But real hefker, you're not allowed to do. In the Aruch HaShabbos, he discusses why it is that you're allowed to throw things out in the garbage. Let's assume like the Ramban that you're not allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. If you're not allowed to be mafker on Shabbos, isn't that what happens every time you throw something in the garbage? You have a bottle that you finish, so you throw it out. It may have value, and you throw it out. So isn't that a violation of being mafker? So he says it's pashut that's not the case, because they're becoming hefker on their own. You're throwing them out, and then memela becomes hefker. It's just saying it's not a maisa of hefker. It's that it becomes hefker. You're just getting rid of it, and then memela is there for the taking. This may also relate to, in the Panini Halacha, in the back of the Masifta, he points out, this may relate to what a comment of the Chuvus Yehuda Yalda, where he discusses giving matanos on Shabbos. So they used to have a practice that they would give matanos to whoever would darshan on Shabbos. The bar mitzvah boy would darshan, they give him matana. The rabbi would darshan, they give him matana. So they give him matanas every Shabbos. What do you mean? How can you give matana? How can you do a kinyan? So one of the suggestions he has is that the person who's receiving the matana has das not to be kona. That yodo shalom is kona lo shalom midaito, chatzer shalom is kona lo shalom midaito. Yeah, but not if you have das not to. If you have das that you dafka don't want to be kona, so then you're not going to be kona. So the rabbi will have in mind, the bar mitzvah boy will have in mind, that he doesn't want to be kona. Okay, but what about the people that are giving the matana? Aren't they being misalik themselves from it entirely? So he says, that's hefker. They're like making hefker, and that's okay. So that's l'chara tali on this issue. Is that really called? Is that really okay if you're mafkir something on Shabbos? Okay, new Mishnah now. So now we're going to transition from eruvei chatzeros to shitufei mavuos. There are certain key differences between eruvei chatzeros and shitufei mavuos. Eruvei chatzeros allow you to carry from a house into the chatzer and and within the chatzer, but shitufei mavuos allow you to carry from one chatzer to another within a mavui. Now the in order to do shitufei mavuos, obviously everyone in the mavui needs to participate in the shitufei mavuos. So shitufei mavuos does not have to be dafka with bread, as opposed to neir chatzeros, it dafka has to be with bread. Shitufei mavuos could be with other foods as well. The reason for that is the Rishonim explain is that eruv chatzeros is mishum dira. The idea is that you're making it the dira of everybody, and a dira shel adam is wherever his bread is. Whereas shitufei mavuos, it's only just to show that there's some sort of shutfus. So as long as there's any sort of shutfus, that's going to work. As it's not a rishus rabbim, it's a shutfus of this group of people that own this area together. But it's not. It doesn't work b'toras dira, and therefore it's going to be perfectly okay. Now, so our Mishnah talks about, what about the following case? They didn't actively go out of their way to make a shitufei mavuos, but they had a pre-existing partnership anyway. Can that partnership count as a shitufei mavuos? So, balabai shayishut l'shchenav. You have a balabai, so it's a partner with his neighbors in the mavli. L'zebi yayin. He shared wine with members of one chatzer, and wine with members of another chatzer in the mavli. Sayin etzrich l'ariv. They don't need, l'ariv means of your shitufei mavuos. They don't need a shetufi mavuos because the yayin is matira on its own. Karen Ora raises a suffix: do they need to say it on Erev Shabbos that shutfus that they have should also count for the shetufi mavuos? And he brings rayas from the Gemara. He's medayik from the Rambam that you don't need to say it, that the shutfus on its own automatically takes over as a shetufi mavuos. The Meiri writes that they at least have to have kavana that it should work for a shetufi mavuos. Chidush Aran sounds like even machshavas halev is not required. You don't need anything that it's automatically okay. The Chidush HaRani points out that there are really two Chidushim going on in the Mishnah. Number one, that even though the residents of this Mavoi did not actually do anything L'Shem Shituf, they did it just L'Shem Schora, they invested in a business together, that works. And the second thing is, even though not all of the neighbors intended to join with each other, that it works. Because what do we say? L'Zebiyayin U'L'Zebiyayin. There are three Chatzeros that open up into this Mavoi. One guy, Chatzer A, has a partnership with Chatzer B, and Chatzer A has a partnership with Chatzer C, but B and C don't have any partnership with each other, and still that works as a shitufei mavuos. That's a second chiddush that emerges from the Mishnah. Lezeb yayin lezeb b'shemen. If with one guy he has a shutfus in yayin, and the other one he has a shutfus b'shemen, tzrichan ariv. Then they need a real shitufei mavuos. That's not going to work. Rabbi Shimon Omer echazeh v'echazeh in tzrichan ariv. No, that's perfectly fine. Also, even though with one he has a partnership with wine and the other one with oil, that's perfectly fine as well. So Amar Rav Ubekli Echad. When we said that the Shituf works as the Shitufei Mavuos, that's only if they put all their wine in the same Kli. But if they put in two separate Kalim, then it's not going to count as a Shituf that joins everybody together. Amar Rav Dekanami, that it's Meduya, we could bring a Diuk this way, like Rav said, Dekatani, because what's the case where we said that it doesn't work? Lezebi Yayin, Lezebi Shemen, Shrichan Arev. When it's he has a partnership in Yayin with one guy and in Shemen with another guy, that's where it doesn't work. Why do we give such an example of yayin and shemen? If the case of yayin and yayin was that it was all in one kli, and yayin and shemen is that where it was in two separate kalim, so shapir, I understand why we changed the products, because yayin and yayin is much more likely to be in one kli, yayin and shemen are much more likely to be in two kalim, and it's really about the kalim, it's not about the food. But if even the case of the Reisha of Yayin and Yayin was in two separate Kalim, so Mali Yayin the Yayin, Mali Yayin the Shemen, what difference does it make? Why does it have to give me a case of Yayin and Yayin, Yayin Shemen? Why does it have to change it? So it must be, the reason it changes is to demonstrate that the Reisha was talking about where it was all in one Kli, and the Seif was talking about where it was in two separate Kalim. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, but nah, you don't see from the Mishnah necessarily that they put the shituf in one kli in the reisha, because even if they put in two kalim, it would be good enough. You know why yayin v'yayin works? Yayin v'yayin ro'i la'arif. At least yayin v'yayin, they could mix together. You could put them in one kli, and that's why the eruv works. Yayin v'shemen ain't ro'i la'arif, but yayin and shemen you couldn't even put into one kli. It wouldn't work, and therefore the eruv is not going to work. So it doesn't necessarily says Abaye have to be in one kli. It just has to be able to be in one kli. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Is Abaye actually disagreeing, or is he just saying that you can't prove it from the Mishnah? Meaning, maybe in a Chinami, he agrees with Rava that it actually does have to be in one kli. He just doesn't think the Yayin V'Yayin to Yayin V'Shemin transition necessarily proves that it has to be in one kli. The Rishonim point out, the Ritva and the Meiri say that Abaye is not being cholik on Rav. It's not Rava. Rava just made the diuk. So Abaye is being cholik on Rava's diuk, but not necessarily being cholik on Rav. But from the Rashba, it sounds like he is. Tosfos raises the question: who cares that Yayin and Shemen can't mix together? All minei ochlim are mitzdarif to the shear of an eruv. So who adin minei mashkin should be mitzdarif to the shear of an eruv. So Tosfos says that's only when we say kol minei ochlim are mitzdarif to the shear of an eruv or the shear of a shituv. That's only if you did it l'shem shituv. But over here, we're going to have to be a little more exacting in terms of our standards, because it was just a partnership that happened to exist that had nothing to do with shituf and mevuos. So that's how Tosfos explains why it even if it doesn't have to be in one kli, it has to be something that at least can mix together. It has to be the same min. Rabbi Shimon Omer echad zeh ve'echad zeh ein tzrichin arav. Then we said, according to Rabbi Shimon, even in the case of yayin v'shemen, it's perfectly fine. Va'afil zeh b'yayin zeh b'shemen. Really, Rabbi Shimon is going to say even if with one guy he has a shutfus with yayin and the other guy he has a shutfus with the shemen, that's going to be enough for shutuf and mavuos. So amarabba hacha mayaskin b'chatzah shvein shnei mavuos. No, the case of Rabbi Shimon is a particular case. We have a couple of explanations of Rabbi Shimon. This is the first one, that the case of Rabbi Shimon is a particular case. It's talking about a chatzer that combines two different mavuos, that's located in between two separate mavuos, and he's using those two partnerships to join together with each of those mavuos, so he can participate in the shituve mavuos with two separate mavuos. But we're not joining the two mavuos with each other. They can't carry from one to the other, and because the shituf with one is with yayin, with the other is with shemen, they have nothing to do with each other. All Rabbi Shimon is saying is that the middle guy is allowed to participate in both, and this is Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, and this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. He says, what's it like? What do you mean, what's it like? What's what like? So this goes back on what we were talking about when it came to Tchum Shabbos. Remember we said if you have three people that have their Dalet Amos as Tchum Shabbos, so the middle guy overlaps with the guy on either side of him, but neither guys on the sides overlap with each other. So Rabbi Shimon held that the middle guy is allowed to share food with the guy on this side and with the guy on that side, but the guys on the two sides are not allowed to share food with each other. So in that context, Rabbi Shimon said, "Oh, the ma dover doma. What's this just like? The shalosh chatzeres, a psuchas luzu, psuchas shusram. It's just like if you have three chatzeres that have openings up into each other, and they open out into the shusram. Irvu shtayim achitonus imim tzayis. If each of the outer ones make an eruv with the middle one, he mutar siman v'hum vehein mutaros ima ushtayim achitonus. Also zoom zoo. That the halacha would be that the middle guy has a valid eruv with the guy on this side and with the guy on that side, but the two extremes cannot carry to each other. They don't have a valid eruv with each other. So says Rabbi Shimon, the same is true when it comes to tchum. If I have a tchum adal ramas that overlaps with one guy and the other guy, they don't have a shaykhus with each other. And the same is true over here. If I have a chatzar between two mavuos, so my chatzar could participate lezebi yayin, lezebi shemen, and I'm perfectly fine as part of that shitufei mavuos, but they are not allowed to interact with each other. That's all Rabbi Shimon is saying. Amle abai mi dami? Can you really compare Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon in that Mishnah? Hasam katani shtayim achitonos asura zumzu. Hach katani ein srichin la'arev klal. Over there, he was clear that the two extremes cannot interact with each other, cannot carry from one to the other. Over here, he says, it's okay, you don't need an erev at all. It sounds like even the two extreme ones, the two outer people, are allowed to participate with each other without an eruv. So my ein srichin la'arev shcheinim bahade balabayis. No, when he says ain't shrichon l'arev, it doesn't mean that everything goes. It means that nobody needs to make a further eruv with the guy in the middle. But in a chinami, the two guys on the extremes do need to make a further eruv. So that's one understanding of the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef Amar, a second understanding of the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Comes along Rabbi Yosef and he says,
Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, Beplotet, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbanan Kamifugi. This machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, parallels the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Tvul Yom, in the second paragraph of Meseches Tvul Yom, that if you have Shemen Shetzaf al Gabi Yayin, if you have oil that's floating on top of a wine, and they're both Truma, the wine is Truma, the oil is Truma, Vinaga Tvul Yom Bashemen, and a Tvul Yom touches the Shemen. So Tvul Yom as a din of a Sheni Lutumi can make something into a shlishi, but whatever he's going to be metame, he's not going to be able to turn around and be metame the other thing, even though they're somewhat touching each other. So tvul yom touches the shemen. So where was I? Shemen v'nagel tvul yom b'shemen lo pasal shemen b'vad. So all he touches is shemen, even though the shemen and the yain are in the same kli, but it's just the density of the two of them. They don't mix. The shemen is tzafal gabe yain. The shemen floats on top of the yain. So he only touched the shemen. He didn't touch the yain. But Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Shnein Chiburin Zelazeh. The Yayin and the Shemen are considered to be totally mixed, totally attached to each other, and totally mixed with each other. And therefore, that's Ki'ilu, the Tvul Yom touched the Yayin as well, and the Yayin also becomes Pasul. In the Mishnah Achrona on Maseches Tvul Yom, he explains the Svara, the Machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Because normally, Mashkim totally mix with each other. Shemen is Tzaf. Shemen floats above. It's not Misarif properly. So the Tanakama holds the Shemen. Is not, has nothing to do with the yayin. They're physically separated from each other. Whereas the Chum say, yeah, try to physically separate the shemen from the yayin. You're never going to get 100%. Meaning, and if you do get 100%, you'll get some of the yayin also. So even though they look like they're in different parts of the kli and they do separate from each other and the density is different, but nevertheless, you're never going to be able to fully separate them out from each other. So you can't call that to be separated. Tosis in Dibra Maskel Shemen says, well, you do see from here is that shemen is called the mashke, that we refer to shemen as a beverage rather than as an ochel. But Tosfos points out that there are certain places in Shas where we refer to shemen as an ochel, and shemen is not a mashke. Big nafkamina is between whether something is an ochel or a mashke, right? If let's say you have something that's aser to eat, so is the iser achila b'kazayis, or is it an iser b'revias, right? What the for bracha achrona as well, kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, or Revius Bikdei Shtias Revius to be Mechayev Bracha Achrona. So it's important to know whether something has a din of an Ochel or something has a din of a Mashke. So Tos says it sounds that we have conflicting sources in Shas, whether Shemen is an Ochel or Shemen is a Mashke. So as Tos says, Shemen is one of those unique things that could be both, because Shemen can congeal. So if it congeals, it's an Ochel. If it's in liquid form, it's a Mashke. Rav Shechter points out that probably in Sefer Bikvei Hatzon, that probably for at least a number of halachos, the gedder of what's called an ochel and what's called a mashke is not really dependent on whether it's in liquid form or solid form. Over here by Shemen, yes, but in terms of other halachos, in terms of the halachos of brachos, whether something is called an ochel or something is called, in terms of chamar medina, whether something is called an ochel or something is called, let's say a lot of people enjoy soup. So does soup become chamar medina? Can you make kiddush on soup? Certainly not. Aye, but it's a mashke, it's a liquid. No, it's not a mashke, it's not a beverage. Something would have to have a status of a beverage in order for it to be a for it to have a din of a mashke and not just be in liquid form. But anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds shnei chiburim zelzeh. So how does that relate back to our discussion? So Rabbanan k'Rabbanan, our Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan in Tvul Yom that Yayin and Shemen are not considered to be connected to each other, and therefore even if you put them in the same kli, it's not mechaber them to be like one unit as far as shituf is concerned, and you need to make another eruv. Rabbi Shimon k'Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in Maseches Tvul Yom, that just like Yayin and Shemen in Maseches Tvul Yom are viewed to be all together, all one unit. So over here also, you don't need another Eruv if you have an Eruv in with Yayin, and if you have Shutvas, pre-existing Shutvas with Yayin and with Shemen. So those are the two Shitas we had in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says the Braisa introduces a third Shita, and we have two ways of understanding this third Shita. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai Yomer, Echad Zeh Ve'echad Zeh Tzrichan La'ariv. Whether you did it yayin b'shemen or whether you did it yayin b'yayin, a pre-existing shutvus does not work. You need to make a separate eruv. V'afil l'zeb yayin l'zeb b'yayin. Sounds like even if it's l'zeb yayin l'zeb b'yayin, it's not going to work. Why is that? So the Gemara has two explanations. Number one, Amar Rabba zeba b'legino v'shafach, zeba b'legino v'shafach, kuli amul apligi dave eruv. Look, if everyone came with their wine, and the way they made this shutvus and wine is everyone took their bottle and they poured poured it into the same barrel, so of course that would work. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai would hold that that would work, even though they were not doing it l'shem shitufei mavuos, they were just doing it as a business partnership. But if everyone actually took their own physical wine that they owned and poured it into the same barrel, for sure that would work. Ki pligi kigon shalachu chavish al yayin b'shutafus. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai savar ein breira, Rabbanan savar yesh breira. Now the case is they bought a barrel of wine together. They all chipped in for a barrel of wine. Is that good enough to say that that's called the shitof for shitufei mavuos? So do we say no? It has to have been independently owned by each person. Parts of it have to have been independently owned by each person and then contributed. But if it was all bought together, so then it relies on breira. The Rabbanan hold yesh breira. We view it as if they each owned part of the wine. They divided it. They each owned part of it, and then they went all in together again. And that's why it's a valid shitof. But Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says no, ein breira. Now the Rishonim already point out this is not the same breira that we have in all of Shas. Right? Normally breira means it's huvrar adavar lemafreya. That now that we parse something out, it's been huvrar adavar that that's the way it was really intended. That's the way it was really designated or destined to be rather from meikara. But over here, nothing ever gets divided out. Meaning that there was nothing that's divided out. It's all it was one barrel. It is one barrel. We're not dividing anything up. So over here, the breira means something else than means from what it means in the rest of Shas. And the Ritva points out that this is not totally unique. It is something that the Ravid writes in a number of places, the Ritva as well, that it's one of the unique things about Shas is that you can have the same exact word mean totally different things in different places in Shas. It's one of the Ravid has midosh haTorah shebal peh nidreshes behen, that a way to learn Torah shebal peh is you need to know that sometimes the same word can mean many different things throughout Shas. Rav Shaftan always gives the example of chazaka. Chazaka means five or six different things that have nothing to do with each other throughout all of Shas. So here also, Breira means something else entirely. That's why a computer can't replace the Talmud Chacham, because the computer can find every time it says Breira, but some of them will have nothing to do with each other. Rav Yosef has a second interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, that Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai v'Rabbanu b'somchan al shitof b'makom erev k'mifilgi. They're arguing whether shitof mavus works to be ma'ariv the chatzeros as well. If you only did a shitof, the mar savar ein somchin. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says you cannot rely on the shitof in place of an eruv, and therefore zev zet shrichel na'ariv means even though yes, this works as a shitof, but you still need to do eruvin. Umar savar somchin, and the Chum say no, you can rely on the shitof. So Amar Rav Yosef mina minila. How do I know that that's what Rav Elazar ben Tadai is based on, and that that's what he's arguing with the Chachamim about? Dam Rav Yudam Rav halacha kreb meir, because Rav Yudam Rav said that we follow the shitof Rav Meir that you're not somich on a shitof b'makom eruv, and Amar Rav Brona Rav, and Rav also said halacha Rav Elazar ben Tadai. So my time, why is he passing like Rav Meir and like Rav Elazar ben Tadai? La mishum dechad taimu, isn't it because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai are saying the same thing, that they both say the same idea that it's about some chal shitof b'makom eruv? So the Rishonim are a little bit bothered by this as well. The Ritva says, oh, wait, you're not allowed to paskin like two different shitos in Tanayim without saying that they necessarily align. You can paskin like one shita in Hilchas Shabbos and another shita in Hilchas Kashrus. What do they have to do with each other? What does one have to do with the other? So that's what the Ritva explains. They're both a das yachid, and they're both chumras. So to paskin like a das yachid against a rabbim, and to be machmir and dine erevin, that's in two different places? That's strange. It must be that it's one shita that he's following. Yeah, but if they're both saying the same thing, then why would Rav need to tell me in one context that the halach is like Rav Meir, and another context the halach is like Rav Elazar ben Tadai? They're saying the same thing anyway. So now, hakamashmalan, to love dinan ketre chumri be'erevin, that the reason Rav says the halach is like Rav Elazar ben Tadai is to let us know that we don't paskin in Hilchas Erevin like one Tana who's machmir two separate chumras. And if you only were to paskin like Rav Meir, there's really two chumras going on over here. Because Rav Meir says you're not samech on a sheet of b'makom eruv, whether it was b'yayin, whether it was b'pas, and the chacham of the Braisa hold that you can only that a sheet of shal yayin you can't be samech on for an eruv, but a sheet of shal pas you could be samech on. And the chacham in our Mishnah hold that even if sheet of shal yayin you can be samech on for an eruv. So it turns out that klapi the chachamim of our Mishnah, Rav Meir is giving two chumras, and Rav holds like Rav Meir on both of those chumras, both in terms of what you use and in terms of that you're not going to be able to rely on it for an eruv. So in order not to say I'm following Shitas Rav Meir on both both chumras. He attributes one of the chumras to Rav Elazar ben Tzedai. So that way he avoids that problem. Meira Meir Meir Rabbanan. Where do we find that there's machlok shav Meir Rabbanan about this? Titania ma'arvin b'chaseros b'pas v'mratzu la'ariv yayin ein ma'arvin. You can make an erev chaseros with bread. If you want to use wine, it doesn't work. Mishtatvin b'mavu b'yayin v'mratzu l'shtatvin b'pas mishtatvin. A shituvei mavuos you could do with whatever you want. You could use wine or you could use bread. Ma'arvin b'chaseros u'mishtatvin b'mavu. And we make the bnei chaseros that are open up into each other make an erev between them. And you do a sheet of mavuos, meaning even though they made an eruv between them, they still need to be mishtate per mavoi in order to be allowed to carry in the mavoi, and otherwise it's going to be aser. And similarly, if they did a sheet of the mavuos and they did not make an eruv chatzeros, we do not rely on the sheet of. They need to make an eruv as well. Why? Why do we need to make an eruv as well? What's wrong with the sheet of? It joins them all together anyway. Shalol the shakeach toras eruv minatinoko sheyom ravoseinu lo irvu divrei Meir. Meir says that the reason they have to make an Erev, even though they made a Shituf, is because otherwise the children will think that there's no such thing as an Erev. The Chum Momrim Oma Arvin Oma Shtatvin, and that's where the Chum disagree, and they say, no, you could choose one or the other. You can make an Erev, you can make a Shituf, you do not need to make both. But Hashem will elaborate on that with Pligi Ba tomorrow. Good Mechadish and good day, everybody.